Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 153, recorded on October 11th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And here we are, another awesome show of the old Shaftarooski.
A day late. It's really the 12th, not the 11th.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No big deal.
Oh,
we
kind
of changed things up. That's how the party normally goes.
And why is that?
Because we're here at the Dead Workers Party 2013.
That's right. So we do this every year. We've been talking about this for the last couple of episodes, probably like the last 20 episodes or something.
Yeah.
And it's here. And it's happening right now. All these people are here with us playing games and they're out there watching us on a big projector. Or they might just be ignoring us.
They're probably playing Minecraft or something else and going, God, I wish they'd turn this down.
Yeah. Quit hitting the sheet button, Wes.
So our guest today is everyone who's here, who wants to be in here and talk eventually. We got Clyde Frog we'll get to in a minute, I think. Say hi to Clyde Frog.
Howdy.
So we got a lot of cool things to talk about today, Minecraft-wise, and other things. First thing I want everybody to do, though, is go to podcastawards.com and go nominate us.
Yeah.
Until the 15th.
Yeah.
Nominate us in gaming and...
best production.
Best production. You can only do, I think, two categories.
Yeah.
Like, the best production. Anyway, let's run for it this year. Let's try to get that podcasty. Or what do you think they call it? A potty?
A potty.
Potty. Yes. You got a potty mouth?
Yes. We all have potty mouths.
So anyway, help us out and get us there. We also got some great sponsors today we'll get to. We got a thing we're doing for the month of October. ThinkGeek has some great Minecraft deals getting ready for Halloween and stuff, and they want you to go over to geek.deadworkers.com and get some cool ThinkGeek stuff. Do you have anything from ThinkGeek, Clyde Frog?
I don't think I've gotten anything from that.
Oh, well, we know what you're going to have to do.
Go to ThinkGeek.
Yeah, there you go. Geek.deadworkers.com. So, you also have sponsors for the actual show. The first one here is Lord Deathington, who says...
Ah! Lord Deathington says, when the shaft gets going, the going gets shaft!
Nice.
Henry Cinder2B, who says...
He says, life in the end can be harsh. But I've been doing well in the past year. Does that mean something?
I bet it does. I think there's maybe some secret messages being sent through our messages.
And did you get that, Wes?
I
read books and stuff.
I think he finished the game a year ago, right? Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was like deeper than that.
And his character is still in the end where he beat the Ender Dragon.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what's going on.
It's all about Minecraft. It's not about life.
No.
Okay.
No.
Or maybe his name's Rez Ender. But he's just really excited about Ender's game coming out.
That makes way more sense.
So lastly, we have JBJ Blaze, who says,
I'd like to thank LC98 and Ty Robot for helping me with finding my house on the Shaftlands. Now my dogs are happy again. Lastly, one late minute nomination, Dead Workers Party for something. I'm reading
for the
wrong.
Nobel Podcast Prize.
So, do they have that?
Sure.
Is that a Nobel Potty Mouth Podcast Prize?
Yes. You get a Nobel Potty when you do that.
So we also have some great server sponsors this week. Jay Objects, and in this, mention the shaft while playing MoxieCraft and get a complimentary upgrade to Iron Moxeteer. Check us out at mc.moxiecraft.com.
Do you have Moxie?
I do.
Oh, okay.
And next, this is from Seconda. This is for the Mineville, a friendly community server. Visit www.tmv.li/shaft.
Nice.
Is that so they know where people came from, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Or do like you a refer that, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So go check them out and tell us what you think about it. Send in some comments. What you think about the Mindville. Last but not least, our good friends over at Watershed.net. The Watershed is going to MindCon and is accepting sponsorships to help support their journey to Orlando. Players who purchase sponsor status before October 31st will get 180 days of special gameplay perks and other goodies to make life in the Watershed just a bit more interesting. So go visit mc-thewatershed.net to get sponsor status on the Watershed today.
Nice. Watershed in the house.
So, before you hit that button, how's it going, Clyde Frog?
Oh, it's good. Having a great time out here, and it's good to get away for a while.
Yeah, have you been to every single CPCon / Dead Workers Party?
I think so.
I think you may be like the only one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Falcon and.
Yeah, Falcon.
Yeah. Falcon. Yeah, I think so.
Or Wolf. You know.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So, but you've got a lot of DVDs to prove that you've been.
I have badges of honor.
And have yet to watch it.
And I haven't even unwrapped one of them.
So we're talking about King of the Hill, for those who don't know. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like top 10 on Amazon under King of the Hill. if they would quit making seasons of it, it would actually stay there, right? They keep pushing it down. Anyway, so what has been your favorite part about the DWIP?
The DWIP.
Do they see what I did
the
there?
The pronunciation of the name. just getting to know more people. Every time I come out here, there's new people, and it's good to meet everybody, and learn new board games. So I think
yes,
we're gonna do.
You
a new
crushed
one.
Us in Zooloretta.
I am the Zoo Master.
Yes,
and you have yet to get stabbed at one of these.
Not yet.
So that's a good thing.
I'm hoping.
I'm putting that on the good things that didn't happen list.
Stabbing,
sort of.
Yes.
Stabbing.
No stabby time.
So, I mean, other people have been stabbed, just not Clyde Frog.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wait, here?
Which is odd.
At the DWPB?
Yeah, not this year.
Oh.
Well, if you think about it, at any given time, there's probably like at least 10,000 people getting stabbed on the planet.
I think that's probably a real fact.
I would be gigged, technically, as a frog.
Oh, there you
go. Good answer. Okay. Good giggity. Answer.
Little three-pronged frog killer thing. So, did you want to say anything, or?
No, just stopped by and said, hey, I'll jump in and try to wake up and
I like that.
Come
in late nights, early mornings.
So yeah. We were up awfully late last night.
Yes.
Yeah. 4:30 in the morning. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I went to bed earlier than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you suck.
I know.
I got home at like after 4:30 and then watched Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And so I stayed up another hour because I'm smart.
Well, I had to get up at 8 in the morning and go do soccer. So you guys get to sleep in just a tiny bit.
Oh, yeah.
So a tiny bit.
4
tiny
hours.
Bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nap between days.
Our journeys. So.
Yeah.
I've been poking around on the Shadowlands a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Working on my tower, working on my city tower a little bit.
I've been going in and destroying his tower.
I saw there was a Museum of Glel.
There was? I haven't seen that yet.
I saw it. Aztec was playing around, and I saw the outside of it. I still don't know what's inside, so I need to go check it out.
I bet there's a lot of objects with nameplates that have of Galel on them.
Yes.
That's my guess. I might be out going on a limb there.
And speaking of that, we actually watched Ron play our Galel map thing in Jiggerbaugh's. What was the full name of that? It was like the...
Is that in our sightings today?
The village is the map,
maybe,
right?
The village. And it was really fun watching him play it. And now we're going to make you play it, Wes. Maybe we'll all three play it and make you lead us through it.
Well, I watched the video.
Oh, well.
You saw the spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
I watched both the videos. There's another guy who did it also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And at first he thought it was a fan thing. Like it was our fans that made it. And then all of a sudden he was like, wait, they made this? That's cool.
Yeah, he's like, man, these guys are obsessed. It's like Tree of Galel, Cave of Galel, Lava of Galel.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes us want to do more maps, you know? We had a good time with Jiggerbaugh making that, and I want to make some more.
Yeah, Matt Makers. That's
extraordinaire.
New titles we're shooting for.
Really?
No, not really. But speaking of, I put out another episode of At Brent Copeland on the channel. It's kind of coming up to DWIP. It was not as much time to do the show, so I only did one, and hopefully get at least one out next week, and hopefully see the new stuff we'll talk about in the news.
Mm-hmm. In the news.
In the news.
Oh.
No. No. See? I'm confused. Don't touch it. But yeah, so that and just getting ready for the party. We got a sponsor, TrendNet, sent us a router to give away and a bunch of swag. So big props to them. Big thanks.
We did play some Minecraft this week. Some more Minecraft. Other things. We did a MOBA.
Yes.
Inside of Minecraft.
That's true.
And it was a little painful. I thought the mechanics were great, actually. The map looked good.
There was some neat stuff about it. Mm-hmm. But number one, the game took an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was an alpha. Let's say that. I think it was an alpha.
But still, an hour and a half for a single game. That's too long. Way too long.
But it was three against two. Like, it should be 5-on-5. It would have gone faster with five people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, different classes, though, I thought were really cool. The minions were tiny zombies that walked around. The towers had hit points on them, so you could take them down, and you could visually see their health. The Minotaurs, or the whatever they are in Dota and LoL.
Yeah.
It
was a caged golem.
Yeah, it was a caged golem with hit points that were visible as well. But I think for me, it just comes down to like PvP and Minecraft. I've never really been a huge fan of it. Like, I mean, as opposed to other games. I mean, PvP is fun and all, but like this MOBA ended up either you're melee and you're getting hit by all the ranged attackers,
right?
Which is annoying for melee, but it's also kind of annoying for a range because you're just throwing snowballs in an arc.
Yeah,
you're just you're just spamming them in the air, and I'm like, well, a PvP comes down to strategies and combos and stuff like that. There were abilities, but they were weird and awkward, and
plus it was really hard to level some of them up, and your level one ability might even not be useful at the beginning of the game. So, like, basically,
I loved
you're
my
just,
abilities.
Huh?
So I loved my abilities.
But like, I know I ended up not even really being able to damage anybody with my abilities until I was level 10.
Yeah.
And that took a long time.
Yeah. So, but it looked cool. I mean, I think it has potential.
What was it called? Battle Box? Is that
something?
Yeah. It's like Battle Box Arena, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I believe.
Pretty much just like a Minecraft MOBA.
Yeah. And it was there was some interesting stuff there. I don't mean to diss it totally, but it was too long, and some of the abilities were a little wonky.
Mm-hmm.
But near the end, there was cheering, and I guess would we have cheered if we hadn't been like working on it for an hour and a half? Like, we would have still gotten the same adrenaline rush if it wasn't like, "Woo, wow, we get to stop playing."
Yeah. Yeah.
But we had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's neat. I mean, if they keep touching it up or something, improve the mechanics. I don't know.
Here at the DWPP, we got in a game of the building game.
Yes. The Seth Bling map. So much fun. Oh my God. It was so good. We're definitely going to do some more of those tonight. Really cool. Yeah. You know, only 7 players, but I guess with too many, maybe it would just be.
But great. I mean, great land fodder. Like, great land party fodder. This was a good option for goofing off with friends.
And everybody's in the same room, so, I mean, everybody can hear each other and just talk and laugh and look at people's screens, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And just to go back to what we're saying about the MOBA, it's don't just search for it, because there's actually a couple, it looks like.
Yeah.
This one was Battle Box with 2X, Might of Champions, and there's another one that's MC MOBA. So, a couple out there. We'll try them all out and let you know how they are.
Indeed.
Won't that be sweet?
Indeed.
Also, did y'all see something going on the Minecraft Teacher's channel?
Yeah, it was
weird.
See
that video he put out this week?
I didn't understand it at all.
Yeah, it was
some
very
crazy
odd
stuff.
Very strange.
Odd,
but very awesome.
So,
I think he's up to something really, really cool. And that's going to be... Is that going to be in the show notes? Is that going to be maybe in sightings?
I don't think so. I think we're going to try to get him on the show sometime in the next couple months or something, and ask them directly, what is this? What are these? How did you do this?
Yes. What's going on here?
So go to Minecraft Teacher. Is it? It's Minecraft Teach
Teach R
R. Yes.
There's no E at the in the end of Er.
Yeah, go to his YouTube page and check that out.
And leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. Leave a comment in the comments. Isn't that a novel place to leave a comment?
Yeah,
the best place to put them.
But let us know what you think is going on.
Yeah,
and let him know what you think is going on. Some cool stuff.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
The Minecraft Daily today is brought to you by Netflix.com. Get 1 free month at Netflix.com by going to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. You can try out Netflix for 30 days. Watch some amazing stuff. I'm getting the last season of Supernatural, season 8. Good stuff.
Nice.
I'm just enjoying you reading the ad in the news voice. That's great stuff.
From the 1950s.
Shana, we'll put your name up in lights, son.
Yeah. The Nazis are moving in and getting free Netflix accounts at Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
Nice.
So anyway, news. We got another thing in that Toontastic is asking for kids to make some Minecraft videos. We'll link to this. It's a really neat animation application for kids. Yeah, let your kids know about it and get them to try out at Toontastic, and we'll link to that later.
Nice.
Because I don't see the link.
Toontastic. And Snapshot 13W41A. What the...
Wait,
what's going on in
this? Oh my god. Do you know what's in it?
Stainless! Stainless, everybody!
Wow.
This is nuts.
That's crazy. We've been talking about this for hundreds of episodes. Well, yes. Hundreds plus 50s of them.
But we never have to hear it again, right? Like, I mean, you know, if you ask for it, hey, it's in there.
But we will. It'll still, like... I'd really like them to add stained glass.
Yes.
Well, they have it.
They're gonna switch to colored water next. It's gonna be like, can we get colored water?
Yeah. Like Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah.
Lava boats. That's what's next, right? Yeah. Obsidian boats or iron boats or something like that.
Yes.
But
so
yeah.
So it's finally here. Also, what's here is they've changed the network code. It's been rewritten. Now they're using something called Netty. It's a new system designed to result in reduction of both resource usage and lag. So that'll be cool. Less lag is always good.
Yeah. Might have to start putting my pants on.
What?
I'm reading the show notes.
And see how I bypassed that?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Because no one understands what that means.
Yeah.
Only us
except
in here.
If you've listened to our podcast for the last 20 years, you'll get it.
That's why we only film above the waist in here. Is that the
That's right.
The thought?
Less lag that way.
They've also added something else that a lot of listeners have been requesting. If you hover your cursor over the player number on the server list, it'll show you who is on.
That's awesome.
That is good.
That's really cool.
So you can see who is on the server before you log on.
Ooh. So you can finally, like, you're avoiding that guy at all costs, and you mouse over, and you're like, not touching that
not
server.
Not getting on there.
I like it. It says Wes Wilson. You're just like, no.
That guy.
He's off cleaning beaches.
Indeed. So the skin pack 2 for Battle and Beast has gone live on Xbox 360 edition. 4J Studios launched that skin pack for $1.99, and there is a free trial available. So if you'd like to become a rabbit, a fox, a panda, a walrus, or a dolphin... Really?
Dolphin.
How do you do a blocky dolphin skin? This pack is for you. And on the battle side, there are Scottish Highlanders. There's ancient Egyptians. You can also wear a gas skin if you are so inspired. Nice. Also, David Kaplan visited 4J in Scotland this week. And as well as stocking up on local delicacies, he took the opportunity to check out the upcoming DLC packs.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. This next one here, we got the Minecraft. I don't know if y'all have seen this, but they're hosting a go get funding to host a massive party in Florida.
Yes.
It's charging $40 to get a 6-hour event and see all 15 Minecrackers there, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Good's got a video explaining it. They've got, it looks like, 13, 14?
They got 13 days to go. They're 70% funded.
They need 13,000 left in 13 days.
Yep. And they were offering some dinners with the Minecrackers, but they've all sold out of that, and now it's just tickets.
And speaking of, next week is it next Friday, really? Or is it the Friday after that?
Wait, MineCon?
No, not MineCon. Good's going to be on the show. No, that's in 2 weeks, 25th.
Yeah.
He'll be here in Huntsville.
So he'll be here in person, and that's when it ends, and that night. So we'll be able to see it while he's here. And
yep.
We'll film him, and if he doesn't make it, we'll get his teary reaction.
Yeah.
If he does make it, he'll probably take us out for drinks.
And I don't know if
all your money.
And
we have been invited. Just so you guys know.
Excellent.
Nice.
He wants us there.
Very good.
So we may very well be there too. So you could come and see us.
Woo. Crickets. Crickets.
Yeah. All right. Minecrackers or Dead Workers Party. Let's go for Minecrackers.
Yay for Minecrackers.
How about we move on?
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. What up now?
So we've got some stuff that got sent in.
Get some listeners in.
Yeah.
For contributions. Did you want to contribute?
Contribute.
Mr. Cloud Frog?
I'm just glad the stain blocks are there.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I've been waiting for those.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm going to do with them.
You'll do something.
I'll be interested to see if it changes the color of the light.
It doesn't.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
They talked about reworking the lighting engine.
But wouldn't that be cool if you could go into a room and have stained glass and have it be like a blue room?
Yeah. That would be nice.
That would be real cool.
So
maybe that's coming up.
We do have a listener contribution from Zucci. And Zucci says, I've come to the conclusion that witches must melt in the rain.
Okay.
Logical.
Logical and wrong.
Wrong? Really?
I don't know. It sounds good.
Because they're made out of powder or something?
Well, like the
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and the Wizard of Oz, remember?
I'm melting here!
What a world!
You ever see this movie?
She melted?
Okay. So, in Willy Wonka, they gave back the candy, the everlasting gobstopper.
That's a spoiler.
I don't mean to ruin everything for you.
Oh, God.
But apparently, somehow I just spoiled the ending of Wizard of Oz to you after you're I won't give your age away.
That's at least 60 years old, isn't it?
I don't know if I can continue the show. I'm kind of shocked here.
Yeah. What a world.
That was someone at work the other day said they hadn't seen War Games.
Oh, yeah. I remember War Games.
Anyway. So,
Awesome.
I think that would be fine.
Sure.
But odd?
It's not, I mean, maybe they run inside in the rain. Who else runs in the rain? Skeletons go inside in the rain, right?
Skeletons? When it's raining?
Or no, skeletons go out from the sunlight, right? They search for...
Right, yeah.
They search for shade.
Wait, does anybody hide in the rain?
I don't know, but that wouldn't be bad.
People without umbrellas. Maybe should they put umbrellas in the game for the witches?
Yeah, I thought witches.
And they can ride
curl
the
up.
Umbrellas like a broom around.
I don't.
What's the point of?
I don't know.
How about we just take witches out of the game at this point? I've never seen one.
Really?
I mean, not
I thought
that
we saw
like,
one
we
together.
Spawned.
Did we beat one up one night?
Yeah, we remember there was the one in the Twilight Forest that we ran into.
Yeah,
well, but
it,
in adventure map kind of things. Yeah, but like in vanilla Minecraft, I find a brand new map. I walk on a witch hut and nowhere to be found. Like, where'd she go? Did it rain?
I don't know. Hmm. Do we lose Theo? Is Theo not coming back?
Meet for pillow.
Meet. Okay, gotcha.
Wrong segment.
So this next one here is from Lady Pigeon, presented exactly how she submitted it rather than being corrected. So this should be a doozy. Everybody prepare for this one. I haven't read it yet. So how the heck do I enter an application to be a Shaft website writer? I love the Shaft and I want to be part of the community. I'm a good writer and I would like to apply, but you never say how. Thanks and Shaft forever. Oh, and Pigeon's rule.
Actually, Brent did say.
Yeah.
In clear detail during the episode and then in the show notes, I even wrote in there how...
And a bunch of people have done it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all have looked at deadworkers.com, but people are writing articles, like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it's getting nice and busy, and I'll like read them. I'll be like, oh, I didn't know that happened. So let's go. Maybe they're making up crap. I don't know. I mean, that's great, right? Oh, look at this. The PlayStation 4 is going to have a chihuahua in it.
This week, there's a Museum of Galel.
Brent Copeland got a puppy.
That's
and then he
not
ate
true.
It.
You're right. That would be a lie. I did eat my puppy, though. But I
And this last one we've got is from the Mabry Boys. I don't know. I was just wondering, what did you guys think of MC Pocket Edition? Personally, I hate it. I think if you guys play, if you play it, you are missing out. I've met people who play it and think they know everything about Minecraft. When I ask them what they play, they say Pocket Edition. I don't even know what MC is, what half of MC is.
Huh.
The only time, and Brent has said this before, the only time I have enjoyed playing Minecraft Pocket Edition was on the Xperia Play with the little controller.
I played the Pocket Edition on the way to Arkansas in the car on my Nexus 7.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm in the car for like 8 hours. And I was like, what games do I have on here? Oh, yeah, Minecraft. And it was cool.
Really?
I mean, it's better than just like no Minecraft. And I was like, oh.
But I think that's the key. Like, it has its place. You know, you're sitting in a doctor's office. You're driving a
car.
You know, it's where you play, you know, games on your phone anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't play it over the PC version, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
But if that's all I have, I will play. That doesn't sound like a good sales. If that's the only game I have, then I guess I'll play it rather than sit there and do nothing and be bored.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So good stuff on the phone when you want to play a phone game. And we have a in studio guest, Captain Falcon.
Hello.
The killer of gods.
Sometimes.
God killer of gods. So you had a listener contribution?
Contribution more than a thought and something that's always bugged me, because I purchased Minecraft in alpha.
Yeah.
Because I saw it and I was like, somebody needs to do a Dwarf Fortress mod for this.
Oh.
Where is it? That's my question. It's been a long time. People are really good at making maps for Minecraft now. Yeah. Something that would even be functionally similar to it with all the monsters that they have now would be really interesting, I think.
Oh, we just got a tweet. Seth Bling just created it.
Oh, wow. Ago. That was fast.
Good.
So he heard you, and it's
that guy.
So actually put your name on the side of the wall. So it says Seth Bling in big letters and then Falcon.
Yeah.
No, that'd be really cool. I mean, you're right. They're doing a bunch of cool games with it. We just played a couple of Seth Bling's games. And maybe you should make it.
Huh? I have to learn how to script it, and that would take forever.
Oh, it would take you a week.
Yeah.
I know you.
Well, that would take him away from Smite, though.
That's true.
It would take me away from Smite.
That would be bad.
That's a different podcast, so I won't talk about
it. Well, very cool. Have you been enjoying the DWIP?
It's great. I still have maintained my perfect attendance, so.
Yeah. That's
that's
cool.
Right. I haven't missed one.
Every single one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been good. There's a ton of people here this time, and it's really fun.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. It's kind of crazy. Like, we were used to, like, you know, 5 PCs.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, we got plenty of room. And all of a sudden, it just filled up in, like, 5 minutes. And then we're, like, getting more tables, and then more tables, tables.
Art messaged me while I was driving down. He's like, when are you going to get here? And I was like, well, we haven't left yet. And he's like, oh, well, I'll save you a spot. I had no idea it was going to be that full when I got here. So.
Yeah. So you having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Still? Coming next year?
Of course.
If we do it.
Even if you don't, I'll just be like, I'm driving down to Huntsville.
I'll do it. Columbus Day weekend. I mean, just everybody schedule it for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're not doing this, we can just hang out or something.
Nicely said.
So the next one here.
That's it, isn't it?
Is from Falcon. Go.
Chainsaw mod.
Chainsaw.
I like it.
Yes.
There you
just
go.
Chainsaw through the blocks. Chainsaw.
Eric likes that. Yeah. Like an army of darkness.
Through wood blocks.
Yeah.
Like arm chainsaws.
Yeah, like army of darkness.
That's all I got.
Sure.
And leg chainsaw.
You use the chainsaw on trees and you get planks right off the bat. You don't even have to go to the intermediate wood block stage.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to planks. Yeah. But it makes a lot of noise and attracts mobs if you chainsaw at night.
And it makes cows like howl for some reason.
Ow!
And then it runs out of gas and you're screwed.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Unless you're playing FTB, then you can refine some oil.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can make a geothermal chainsaw.
Well, they already have chainsaws there, right? Do diamond chainsaws.
You put cat pee in it. It fuels it. Like ocelot pee.
And it's so realistic, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Scientifically correct.
So, there's a button. You can press it.
Are you
sure? Gonna stop you?
Are you Falcon, sure? Thanks for really stepping back.
Thanks, Falcon.
Excavation station.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So this first one comes from Venus Javier. He wants colored beacon beams to add to the customization of the game. One should be able to change the color of a beacon's beam by throwing a die in the light. Some redstone magic could even create a disco beam.
Whoa.
This could come in handy on servers where beacons could be used to mark key locations.
See, now this is the perfect place for the new stained glass, right? Change your beacons by just putting that above it, you know?
Yep. But
it changes the color.
I like the idea of throwing the die into the light. Now think about that. Because you could conceivably program dispensers to toss die in. So like after you accomplish certain events, it would throw red die in and change the color of the beacon. You've completed this.
Oh, yeah.
I still say the stained glass. But you could do the same thing. You just put it on a rotator, right? You'd like rotate in, rotate out.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could make one of those cool disco balls. Not a disco ball, but you know the one that has light inside that shoots it out of the different colors?
Yeah.
And it could rotate different colors over the light.
Yeah.
Like a
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
Just like that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. No, okay.
Notch was here too.
We have a in guest from Craft Hub, Mechanical Jack here. How you doing?
Pretty good. It's actually been awesome.
I like that. More awesome at the DWIP. You think that'll catch on?
No.
Think we'll start calling it the DWIP?
Yeah. Come get a case of the DWIP.
Is your sink, does your sink DWIP? Something like that?
Yeah.
No? So did you have an excavation station idea for us?
I do, actually. I've got something that's not so much player, but for people who run servers. What I've really wanted to see for a while is something that gives you like a point-and-click interface for plugins, for permissions. Because one of the biggest problems with setting up permissions when somebody accidentally derps and deletes your file is setting it all back up. But if you could see something visual, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so something built in the game and not like an add-on, like what are some of the ones we use, like MC hosting this or that?
I think MC My Admin's one.
Yeah, like those. Like something like that, but built into the game already?
Yeah, I guess plugin developers would probably have to dedicate themselves to a standard of how they set up their permission nodes.
Right.
But that's been one of the biggest hurdles that I've had, is even when just testing new plugins, is it doesn't always like to make itself easy to understand in some cases.
Yeah, and then going in and editing each one.
It just like just basically say, I want you to have this one. Click.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'd be good. More permission stuff and plug-in helpers. I don't even know what you'd call them.
Plug-in helpers. Plug-in That's a good helpers. One.
Buddies.
Little plug-in, plug-in elves.
Plug-in pals.
Plug-in elves.
Yeah.
I like that. Plug-in pals.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, plug-in pals. Is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, we'll call it that. Okay.
So how's Craft Hub going?
Craft Hub's actually been pretty good. We had a really serious downturn for a while where things kind of hit a bad lull, and things have been picking up slowly. It's been a slow and steady thing.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been explosive, but it's been a really good foundation to build on, and trying to make sure that everybody that gets involved is actually knowing where we're coming from and trying to make sure that all the players we do get are really happy with what we're doing.
Right.
That's the whole point for me of having a server, is making the players happy, because Minecraft's not as much fun on its own.
Yeah.
Having other people is what makes it good.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost all train of thought as soon as you said explosive. I just thought about the Mexican we ate today.
Okay. Oh.
But.
Whoa.
Is that crossing?
Line? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Whoa.
Was that a tie-in for poop blocks?
It was. Next update. So, yeah. So, cool. We're glad you got to come down here, and we've had a lot of fun and talking. And
you've played some new games. Yeah, I got to meet you guys.
I've played a lot of new games.
Yeah.
And I've made a lot of new friends.
Yes.
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 The Craft Hub's been around at least as long as the Shaft has been around, or maybe longer.
I'm not sure on the dates of the two. I know you guys mentioned us back in like episode either 4 or 7. It was the first episode where you mentioned Minecraft Chick, actually.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we set the two careers off at the same time. Bathtub and Minecraft Chick. So that's great.
That's right, Notch, isn't it? Isn't that right, Notch?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had to poke him with a stick.
Oh. Yeah. Talk about explosive.
Yeah.
So anyway, this next one here is from the Carpenator, who wants trap concealment. Carpet and wallpaper should be able to be placed over pressure pads and buttons, which can be activated without destroying the covering, concealing them. What do you think about that, Mechanical Jack?
I like the idea of being able to set up traps like that to actually disguise things. It'd be nice if they had more stuff like that. I'd still like to see one of the things people keep suggesting on your show of trap doors that you can hide in, like, walls.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like they have something like that in Feed the Beast, where you can change out the look of it. Like, I forget what it's called, but they have a mod where you can... disguise craft, is that it? Or not disguise?
It sounds right. Like you've got different trap doors and even chests that just look like another block until you right click them.
Yeah. So it can be done. I mean, it can all be done.
The only thing that I don't like about the idea of having completely invisible, like, pressure plates is that then you get people griefing servers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
and also you make some of the maps would be really hard to solve a lot of the puzzles and even know what exactly is happening.
Yeah,
you know, and it's kind of comfortable and nice to know the mechanics of what is happening, even though that's kind of fading away with the ability to like MC edit and use MC edit filters in maps, because then you're like, what's happening? Why is it raining zombies and why is there a tornado of small children? I mean, it's, you know, it's confusing, but I think with invisible pressure plates, I don't know. I would have to say...
Well, what if you like gave it like a glimmer, almost like an enchantment effect, so that if you stared at it long enough, you'd be able to see it?
Yes, yeah. I think it needs to some way to differentiate, you know.
And maybe it's maybe there's like some kind of non-craftable pressure block. In other words, so that if you're a map maker, you can make invisible like pressure plates.
So what you're saying is you want Vex to be able to torment us all even worse.
Vex is going to do that as it is, but my point
he'll
is
find
like,
a way.
Like if you wanted to create, I mean, you can already make invisible tripwires and things like that.
Yeah,
you know, but like if you want to have like events that happen when you walk into a hallway or something like that, but you don't want, you know, to go over to your friends, like to come home to your house and somebody has put a pressure plate and put a bunch of dynamite under your house and you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, yeah.
It was only one time, Wes, and I told you it was a joke.
So, but I think Notch has an opinion on this.
Absolutely not.
That's right, yes. Notch.
Yes, he has no desire for that foolishness.
So sorry, but thanks for the ideas and stuff, and it's great seeing you this week, and I'm sure we'll play some more stuff.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm going to go back out and enjoy the dwip.
Very cool. Okay, this next one here is from Ponify.
Ponify.
Or, excuse me, I read that wrong. It's Pone1Fi. they want in-game real-world time display, a clock that shows the time. So if you play in full screen, you don't have to alt-tab to check the time. In addition, it will time how long you've played in that world or how long your session is.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad.
So not like a GUI thing, but like something in-game?
Just tracking.
No, I'm thinking a GUI. Like putting a clock in the corner so you can,
or maybe slash played, like a command where you can type and just see how many hours you've clocked.
It definitely need an option. Like, you know, it's like I like having the kind of minified look of like not just a bunch of crap all over my screen. Like, you know, every other MMO.
How about just stick
add
it there?
To that?
Yeah. Because F3 is ugly, but useful. But it's tucked away.
I think this is coming from someone who wants something to remind them that they need to quit playing Minecraft and do their homework. I think that's kind of where we are.
I just think it's like wouldn't it be cool to know how long you've you've played Minecraft or you've just been logged in? I'm sure a lot of people just leave it there and go in AFK.
That way, you know, you can tell your, you know, like your kids, hey, look, you can play for 20 minutes and then you need to do your homework and then you can play again after that.
Oh, parental controls.
You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then the kid can go, okay, I've been playing for, boop, and it's on the screen.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a good one.
Boop.
Mm. That's a good
one. It has to go boop. If it doesn't go boop, it's...
It's
trash. Yeah. It's very important that it boops. So the next one is from Chronosphere. He wants whetstones. Whetstone ore can be mined with the same rarity as iron, and if used, it restores durability of a tool, but sometimes doubles the rate of depletion when the tool is used. So in other words, it can make a tool last longer, but it also could make it go...
So basically, they want to like sharpen tools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could make a use it just like flint. Maybe like put it in your crafting thing and it breaks into two whetstones.
I mean, isn't this basically what a
anvil
does? You know,
I mean,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's like a big thing, you know.
And this is something
down.
That
something you take with you and like. Sharpen
and
your
you
knife
can't
real
rename
quick.
With the sharper. You can't. You can with
it. So it'd be easier to
so
get.
I mean, it's less functionality. I mean,
how much iron does it take to get the anvil? Like 4,972,000.
Yeah, close.
Thousand.
Something like that.
Blocks. I think it's only 471,000.
Oh,
yeah.
Numbers may be off.
And
soon.
Our fans are going to barbecue you for that terrible answer.
Why?
Get ready for a Brent barbecue.
1,000.
Oh. Not a whole 410,000
832
you're
pretty
the
close.
64
yeah.
blocks.
Yeah.
Okay, so one quick question that Chronosphere, who oddly enough is related to Britney Spear, is are you a fan of the Beatles?
Yes. I love the Beatles. I've always listened to the Beatles when I was little, all through high school, in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. Even in my 80s, I listened to the Beatles. Yeah. I've always liked them.
In your 80s or like in the future?
Yeah, in
or,
my 80s.
Are you 90?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to reveal my real age.
Okay, good. Just making sure there. And how about you, Wes? You a Beatles fan?
Yeah, I love the Beatles. They're really good. In fact, Paul McCartney just came out with another solo album recently. He's got a hit on it.
I did not know that.
And he's kind of harkening back to his old Beatles days.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit with it. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Love the Beatles. How can you not?
Yeah.
All eras of them. All good stuff. So, that's good. We got another studio station guest person.
Yeah.
It's Raging Cajun.
So his name is Rain Karen.
So I don't that's not even right.
But it's just easier
it's
to say.
It's Ragnacron.
Ragnac Kraken.
Is that close?
Karen.
See?
Oh, wait. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you were pretty close.
Was I really I was
wait, you say it again.
You have a silent G.
I'm just going with
Rain of Cain.
Rain of Cain seems to be the adopted name around here, so that's what I'm going with.
And you're from Canada.
Yes, I am.
And you traveled the furthest to get here, possibly?
I believe so, yes.
Woo!
You brought us presents.
I stick to my story. There is not a single person in Canada who pronounces it a boot. Thank you very much.
Unless they're getting to...
Yeah, unless they're shopping for footwear, then they might say it, yes.
So, but it really confuses the people there, right? They're like, I just want to see a boot.
Yeah.
You want to see a boot what?
And are you personal friends with Brian Boitano?
Absolutely not. First of all, I don't watch figure skating. And second of all, he's not Canadian.
Oh, really?
No, bam!
Brian Boitano is American. The famous Battle of the Bryans, which actually took part in the city I live in, because that was in the Calgary Olympics, was between Brian Boitano from the United States and Brian Orser from Canada.
Oh.
Orser.
And you're a big Tim Hortons fan, huh?
Absolutely not.
And you brought
We're just
me
trying to get all the stereotypes out at one time.
Yeah. Do you like poutine?
I do like poutine, actually, but that's actually from a different part of Canada than what I than what I'm from.
Yeah.
It's from out east in the French-speaking part of Canada, but yes, I very much like poutine.
And you don't, but you don't like Tim Hortons. You prefer
Second Cup.
Second Cup, and you brought me some Second Cup.
Yes, I did, because I heard you mention a few times that you know of Tim Hortons, so I'm trying to sway your opinion.
Yes, because I've been to downtown Canada, Toronto. And that we had Tim Hortons every single day.
See, to me, that's, imagine you as Americans, if anywhere you went in the world, oh, you're from America, you must love to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, that's, how would you feel if McDonald's is the first thing that comes to people's mind when they find out you're from the USA?
And you're how do you know us so well? Give me a McRib. Like, if y'all haven't had a McRib yet,
so
you gotta sink your teeth into one of those.
So I got this gift from Ragin' Cajun, Corner Gas, 2-disc set. It's a TV show. Apparently, it's Canadian.
Yeah,
it's a comedy. I'm gonna like it.
They know how to use video cameras up there, and they make moving pictures in Canada, evidently.
This is not on Netflix.
Really?
You cannot get this in America. Not legally,
that's
anyway.
Awesome. And you got me two things. You got my daughter an awesome Canadian moose. Is that a moose?
Yes, that would be
a moose. It's a
moose.
The antlers gave it away.
A moose in his little goofy mounty hat. Yes.
That's awesome. And an awesome hat that's actually... There it is. I was looking around, or I thought I brought it in here.
Oh, that thing is great.
This thing is awesome.
That is awesome.
It's our colors, black and red. It's a mohawk. This thing's awesome. And I'll be doing unicorn horn with this.
Well, yeah. It's more like a brony mane. It's actually supposed to be Hockey Canada, but I saw brony mane when I saw it, so...
I love it. Thank you so very much.
That's, and the chat room is all the rage. They're like, revoke his passport. He dissed Timmy's.
Oh, you're not getting back in. You might want to pick a spot. So, do you have a excavation station idea?
I actually have two. There's two things I would like to see in the game. And the first one's very prevalent, because we know that the 1.7 release is coming out, and we know that new biomes are coming out when they do that. And they're going to change the world generation again. And one thing I would really like to see them do, and I don't know how difficult or easy this would be, is some way of smoothing the boundaries between chunks from when you're in your old world and when you go to load into a new world. Because I've seen some crazy, crazy things happen to my worlds when I started exploring in an old world, but after I'd updated, huge mountain flat here wall. And then suddenly it's just ocean, or worse, it's ocean and then suddenly it just drops and you're like in a cave and it's got that weird water where it hasn't fallen off yet. So I'd very much like to see if it's somehow possible, and I have no idea how they would do it, but just at least put the effort to smooth those sort of transitions out when they're changing the world generation algorithm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good.
That is a very good point.
I would, to piggyback onto that idea, what if they somehow gave you the option when you're updating to say, okay, if I haven't built on this or dug out of this, treat it like it was never generated, and just shrink your world back down to what you've built on or dug out of. And then let it regenerate the new stuff. So, like, every time you don't have to, you don't lose all the ores, like, right next to you and things like that. Would that be too crazy?
Hmm.
I'm not entirely sure I followed it, to be honest.
So, yeah, it was a little crazy. Anyone follow that? Just knock on the door.
What about Notch? Did he understand that?
I thought it was brilliant. Wow.
Sure, I
kind of
like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's the only one.
Joe, it'll be in the next snapshot with stained glass boats.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, stained glass boats.
It's coming.
Glass bottom boats.
It's coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then my other idea that I would like to see is I would like to see statistics that track by world instead of by your entire game. Because sometimes if I'm trying to do a certain project and I'm doing something in creative mode, I'll load up a new flat world, start building something. Mm-hmm. It'd be really nice to be able to see exactly what went into just that world. You know, how many blocks I've placed, that sort of thing. As opposed to currently, all I can do is basically save the stats file, clear it out of the installation folder, and start fresh. That's the only way I know of to do it. And if someone knows a way of doing it, they could certainly send that in. But I would very much like to see that.
Sounds good.
That's a good point.
True, yeah.
We like that.
More stats, too.
Yeah, just stats.
Like, stat everything.
And better world regeneration. Very technical stuff. Yep. Anything like fun you want to put in there? I mean, those are good, but they aren't like, I wouldn't say they're fun. Like, ooh, it's a hoot.
Yeah, I suppose, you know? Very, very serious adult problem. Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to have all of my game be accessible via an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I'd like my gameplay filed into PowerPoint display so that I can show my friends.
I don't think you sounded like that, by the way. I don't know why he's mocking your voice. It's really weird.
He doesn't like an
what's
idiot.
The one so you thing can you see hate the most about Wes?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I'll throw this one out. The one thing, I don't know, maybe this isn't so much fun or not, but I would love to find a way of modifying a boat that you can put a squid shredder on the front of it. Because especially tonight, I've been playing on the Staflands. I've been going through a huge ocean, and about three times I had to stop in the middle of the ocean and rebuild a boat because I hit one of those squids floating around, and it destroyed
squids
my boat.
Squids will destroy boats? Yeah. Really?
If you're going full speed and you hit a squid that's floating on the top of the water, it will destroy your boat, and you're stranded out in the middle of the ocean looking for a shallow.
I'm with you.
It's like cow an old train, like,
that's squid better. Catcher.
Maybe so, forget the cow catcher. Like, actually get like some kind of bladed propeller thing on the front.
And I love it.
And then like the and it's collect, like a little
collect
mini
ink
game.
Sacks as you go through the ocean. Absolutely.
And you get calamari.
Yeah. You're like picking up trash.
Kyle or Mari. Either one.
We forgot to talk about our sponsor.
Well, let's do that
Audible.com/theshaft. You can get a free 30-day trial of Audible. You like books? Good. Get one for free.
Thank you, Rajan.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft. 30-day free trial of Audible. Everything's good.
Yeah. And don't read, listen.
And before we continue, I know that we do the podcast, but the camera wasn't on you when you were showing off the hood. So for our live streamers and for the people who are going to watch the YouTube video, can you show off the hat real quick?
Yeah,
I would love
this monster.
And we're showing off the hat, just so Eric doesn't have to edit anything. We'll just talk about this awesome hat.
Yeah, it's like a mohawk. You were wearing it the first night, and I was wondering where in the world that came from. Oh, yeah.
Snap. And it's getting cold, so.
It's pretty awesome. He might just go ahead and finish off the show with his hat on, so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there we go. Works.
And see, you could wear hats like this and listen to audiobooks from Audible.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
What was that about?
I have no idea what's going on here.
I mean, a boot.
We have had, I've got to tell you, we have had the coolest sighting of all time
ever
here at the studio.
Yes.
And
yes,
it drove into the parking lot.
What?
It did. It drove into the parking lot before any of us were here and wondered where the hell we were. Yeah.
So let's introduce Theo is here, and she drives the mine car.
Yeah.
So what is the mine car?
Well, it's my Kia Soul, and I design and sometimes install vehicle wraps for a living, and I just decided it would be cool to drive a car covered in Minecraft.
Yes.
Get weird looks from everybody.
Yeah.
So now, is this a relative that does this with cars?
No, I work for a company that part of it does. We do signs, banners, that kind of thing, and vehicle wraps is just part of it.
And you wrapped your whole car in printed out Minecraft imagery.
Yes.
You've got the night on one side of the car, the day on...
You just hit yourself.
I just hit my mouth.
He hit himself with the microphone. Okay. It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty
funny. I feel kind of bad for you.
And now he's bleeding everywhere. Oh my God.
You've got a portal in the back window.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the hood again?
It's a scene from Endgame where I traveled through like four different creative worlds looking for one specific, like a valley.
Yeah.
That I could see the sunrise through and just take that moment to sort of transition from the day side to the night side.
Nice.
Is this something you've seen and thought, oh, that'd be cool, or you just thought it?
I just thought of it.
Yeah, really cool.
Just sort of came to me.
And you did it because you were inspired
about going to Minecon in it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long do you think you're going to leave it on?
For as long as it looks good.
Yeah.
For as long as I possibly
can. How long do wraps like that normally last? I mean, I see them on, like, I mean, everybody, if people don't understand what we're talking about, the wraps, you've probably seen the cars drive through thing, you know, selling cupcakes or something. Yeah. They have, like, a printed design on the side of their car. Mm-hmm. Even the windows, it's kind of a mesh print so they can see through it, but it still looks, you know, like gorgeous graphics.
Yeah.
And that's what you got with the Minecraft.
Yeah, it's a special kind of vinyl, sometimes acrylic, sometimes other kind of material that it will stretch and conform to the curves of a car. And it really kind of depends on how long it lasts, the weather conditions, the material, how well you take care of it, that kind of thing. But anywhere from like several months to several years, depending on how all those factors.
Do you keep it in a garage?
No, I don't have one. I'm going to see if I can't find like a vehicle cover. That I can
use. That's sure a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially it's made just for the soul, probably. It'll just hug it. Nice.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't mind me asking, like, what would something like that run for, like, an average Joe? Like, say, if I wanted to get my Geo Metro covered.
Well, that depends on the square footage used. And if you do the whole car, sometimes we do, partial wraps, half wraps, which is a less expensive option. My soul, I know, for example, the whole thing, roof to rims, would be about $2,500.
Wow. Okay. And so every, like,
it's
2 months you go back
job.
In?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, but unless you got to do it every 2 months.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of it, right? That's like worse than an oil change, right?
I have had some customers, some clients who'll do something every two months. It's crazy.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is nuts.
Yeah, we get tired of seeing those cars.
So when you pull up to Minecon, are you going to have like Minecraft music blaring on your stereo?
Probably. I have a special Minecraft playlist.
Excellent.
Nice.
Does it include In Search of Diamonds?
Yes, it does.
Sweet. Nice.
And so you had some cubes running from the rearview mirror?
Yeah, instead of fuzzy dice, I have a workbench and a grass cube.
That's cool.
That's great. Awesome.
And are you doing any other mods, like inside, to go Minecraft looking?
I have a foam pick on the dashboard. That's cool. It.
Cool. But maybe you might, you know, plant some real grass on the floorboard or something.
No.
Cut out like that.
Or put some real boot blocks.
Grass or something. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Put some chickens in the back seat. It could work.
I don't think I'm quite that dedicated.
Well, don't introduce us to the person who is.
Yes. We don't want to know them.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, cool.
Good.
Very and cool. Thanks for bringing it and showing it to us.
Yeah, and we might have a video of that on our channel as well, an interview that we did with you. And also, we got to put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
The video, it's a time-lapse, very well-edited video of the car actually getting its wrap, and it's amazing. Really, really awesome.
Yeah, so. And there's some great music playing while
yeah.
There. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So. Congrats.
That time-lapse video came out to over 6,000 individual shots.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Craziness.
So, we didn't ask that, did we? Like, how long does it take to, when you start the wrap to the finish of it?
If we work quickly, a day.
Oh, wow.
That's quick.
Like an 8-hour day or
yeah,
9-hour day?
We don't usually work that quickly because there's other stuff going on. Sometimes it's a more complex wrap.
Right.
So, you know, 2-3 days is the usual.
Okay.
Or something like that.
So it's a lot of, almost like maybe tinting windows where you're like having to make sure everything's no bubbles and
Yeah. And some vehicles are tougher than others, depending on how they're shaped and everything. So.
Cool. Very cool. Well, thank you.
There will be links to all this in the show notes, and you too can see the mine car.
Cool.
So our next, we have a link to DIY Minecraft Halloween Indestructibles Community Manager Micasaurus.
Micasaurus Rex. Name.
Why am I not Wessasaurus or, you know, Wessadactyl? Has put together a collection of great Minecraft-related crafts to make your Halloween more fun, including costumes, food, and oh my god, a wither plushie!
Jeez.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
So we'll put thank you, Astragali, for the mandatory punctuation.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and I was just going to say that there'll be a link in the show notes to this.
And it, and if you're too lazy to make your own Minecraft stuff, you can go to geek.deadworkers.com and buy it.
Yeah!
They have the torches there.
Hey.
My son has one of those torches, and it's really cool, by the way.
Cool.
That's the DTG Halloween, the Do Think Geek Halloween.
Okay, the next one here is a video. It's about 3 minutes long. It's called The Slime, and apparently it's a hilarious machinima short by Crafted Movie. I haven't actually watched it yet. I will watch it, and I'm sure I will laugh. They have more than a little trouble with a slime that's very, very hungry.
Very hungry. MC.
So that sounds very funny.
All right, by a Crafted Movie. That's right.
And then the next one is a Minecraft parody of Thank You by MKTO. I'm not familiar with this song. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Oh.
I don't.
Thank you.
Are you going to sing it for me? Do it. Come on.
Do it. Do it for us one more time, Eric.
Do what's it,
baby, once.
That's it. Thank you for being a friend.
No, thank you. Oh, yeah.
No, that was the Bosom Buddies soundtrack, wasn't it? Wasn't that the Bosom Buddies?
Thank you for being a friend. No, that's Golden Girls.
Is that Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Y'all just dated the show.
I'm sure we know this song. We just can't think of it right
now. You are both so old.
I mean, I'd play a little riff on my recorder if you'd like to hear it. It goes...
I think the chocolate factory just opened up. I'm not sure.
I think that was it, wasn't it? I might have hit one or two wrong notes. Yeah. I don't know.
No, no, that was perfect.
Thanks.
So how about we just listen to the song once we go look at the show notes?
But the video is good. Like, it's very well animated, and there is a lot of crotch humping.
Excellent. Nice warning there.
This next one here is a parody from Wreck-It Ralph. When Can I See You Again? In the Little Wood, Martin teamed up with Simon and Lewis, plus Sparkles and Ciaran to parody Owl City's When Can I See You Again?
Awesome. That's a great song.
And an awesome video to go along with it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You probably already seen it, but if you have, go watch this again.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just one of those gamer nerds out there messing around with us. Go ahead and
who
come in.
Who is it?
Come in.
Housekeeping!
Hey, there's a bunch of pizza boxes you need to go clean up.
I work at the housekeeping. I'm not your maid.
Would you like to play some building game with us? Or
your hotel room. I clean up the hotel room.
You know, there's a lot of There's a lot of people out here with they have a lot of pillows.
I don't.
They're in need of lots and lots of mitts.
I fluff the pillows and the mitts.
Oh, you're a fluffer now. Of pillows! Jeez.
Those aren't pillows.
They're filthy pillows.
Anyway. Oh, you dirty, dirty.
I know. It all went downhill.
That's
ever since you mentioned the Golden Girls, Eric's mind just went off track. And
all right, so witches melt, right?
Yes, all right. They do.
And what's in housekeeping?
I don't really know. I just knocked. I figured we'd talk about something.
Okay.
So, Dead Workers Party, Orch Whip.
Yes.
It's it happened last weekend, if you're listening to this next week. So, you missed it. Sorry. Hope you make it next time.
Yeah.
Next year or something.
And additionally, we've got MindCon coming up at the beginning of November. We'll be down there.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. And a big thanks to everybody who did come to the DWPP. Give yourselves a round of applause. Like, everybody just
give yourself one. Clap. Yeah. That's right.
And
also, you know, we've had a lot of help from a lot of different people here. We've had the live stream kind of going constantly. Even if there's nothing really going on, we just had a camera pointing to people just randomly gaming. But one person in particular named Aztec Consulting, if that's his real name, he got in the captain's chair, the chair that I'm sitting in right now.
In the Artemis?
And I'm not a captain. It's just a captain's chair.
And he interviewed different people at the party, you know, for the live stream. And it was really cool. Also, he's running camera right now for the show. And it would be cool if he was a guest and sat down and said a couple words with us. And maybe... And look at this. Now, he has to work the camera himself, to point the camera at himself. That is dedication.
Make sure you get your good side.
I have no idea where
they're both at.
I think I'm in frame. Am I in frame?
Yes, you are. Look at that.
Perfect. It's like a pro right there.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a good show. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you guys. And, you know, I mean, it's always good to hang out with my brothers.
Yeah.
So, it's been great.
That's so awesome. And you came to PlayOnCon before. We met you before.
Yep.
And
we met the first time at MineCon, the MineCon in Vegas.
And then
the same episode where Martin hid behind the curtain.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And then I did PlayOnCon, and you know, was looking forward to doing PlayOnCon this year, and then of course got busy with work. Mm-hmm. So then I was looking forward to going to MineCon, and then I have family coming in for a football game that weekend, so I couldn't make it to MineCon. So when I found out about the DWPP, I'm like, hey, there's an opportunity to go hang out with the boys and see what's going on. So yeah. It's been great. It's been great hanging out here and getting to see the studio and everything you guys have got going on. And
Definitely,
really, really good stuff.
And it's been great having you here. I mean, you've been a lot of big help to us, so we definitely appreciate that. And you're just a lovely, lovely man. I just want to say that, just so you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Did you know that witches melt?
I did actually know that.
Oh, everybody but me.
Well, you know,
maybe not everybody.
But I will tell you, there's an entirely different story to that if you go see the musical Wicked.
Really?
Which I highly recommend.
I read the book.
It's the musical's amazing.
I'm going to get it on Audible.
Yeah, the book? Should do that.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've actually not read the book, so I may go the Audible route. But
the book? Nice. The book's pretty dark.
Yeah, I know that.
The musical, not so much.
I've heard the book is rather, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Glorious.
Yes.
Well, and we do have, I mean, there's a bunch of people who were also a great big help this weekend. We can't name them all, I'm sure, but, you know, Nivek1's been a lot of help helping us get tables, helping people get set up when they get in here when we're busy doing stuff. RP Gamer. I mean, I can't even go through the whole list of who's been helping out.
You're
going to
forget all these terrible.
I already did it, right? I started down the wrong path.
You did.
And I would name you all, but we just don't have time. So,
and someone else has been very, very instrumental. Who I want to bring
Caleb.
Making the DWPP special, and that is Brent. Because Brent has been working very, very hard. And whenever anything needs to be done, Brent is the one that does it.
Yep.
He doesn't delegate. He doesn't need to because he's in charge of it all.
No. Everybody else has been. But no, I just can't thank everybody for coming down, and it's been a lot of fun. I've been having a ton of fun. Sleepy fun with Monster going through my veins.
We've been playing Rock Band. We've been playing Artemis. We've been playing
GTA
board games.
GTA 5.
Smite.
Neverwinter.
Yeah.
Playtesting games. We playtested a game the other day that I thought was really good.
That's true. Yeah. On note cards. It was super alpha. But fun, I heard. I didn't play it.
It's the second Wes Wilson event that I've been to where we've playtested a game.
Really?
So I think there's something going on with that.
That's kind of cool.
I think you're single-handedly bringing the board game back.
And then right after this, we're going to be giving out maybe not a bunch of prizes, but a few prizes. Trendnet sent us a router. We'll be giving out. Monster Gaming sent us some Monster drinks. And then we're giving away a few things that we had stored away. So thank you, everybody at DWIP.
Shout out to the chat room.
Yes, chat room. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for enjoying us. Thank you for tuning in next week because we need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We love Badly. You. Thank you. There's a song. Thank you. It's in our show notes.
Thanks.
Listen to it. We didn't write it or sing it or do videos
or appear in it, although like a lot of our friends do.
But it's for you.
Yes.
From us.
Yes, from us. Made by someone else. Fully different intention, but you can think it's from us. That's a good point.
And the chat room saying, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Hearts all around. And see you next year at DWPP. It's going to be awesome. Equally as great. Bye, y'all.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Show.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's
on here. Woo. Oh, and there's an audience clapping outside.
This episode was filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Dead Workers Party Network. And you thought puberty was weird.